Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1079, and I'm in a great mood. Great mood, I'm telling you. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Today's show is for senior professionals. I call it Executive Job Search, and it has some suggestions for you that I think you'll find helpful. Hope you do, and hope you connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. You find it helpful. I love knowing that this show, which I've been doing now for a long, long time, is helping folks. And if you're interested in my coaching, you listen to the end of the show. There's information there about how to contact me. And now, let's get going. I want to talk to those of you who are in executive roles, if you happen to be on YouTube or one of my websites, about what not to do in your job search. And some of this should be painfully obvious, but I'm just going to talk with you as though you're an absolute newbie, because you may be at this level. So I'll start by saying, if you think finding your next job is going to come by using the same tactics you did when you were a less experienced individual or a manager, it's not going to work that way. What's going to work is your Rolodex. It's your branding. How many people know you and know of you, and how easily people can find out about you online. So this is not something that you can do in 10 minutes. This is a career exercise that is important as what you do professionally and how you deliver for your organizations. Because your relationships, and I'm going to use a phrase that I've heard many times in business, your network is your net worth. So your relationships with people that you've met professionally are really going to be the currency that's going to help you arrive at your next position. Now, I'm not saying that you should not connect with executive search firms, but they don't want to hear from you. They want to be able to contact someone who they believe will be appropriate, which again translates into the people in your network who are known by them and your visibility online. Now, I'm certainly not going to suggest running an ad that says, hi, this is who I am and this is what I do. This is not about blogging on LinkedIn to create visibility. It's about maintaining your social contacts, speaking at group functions, being in the press releases for your organization, creating personal visibility for your successes. This is how branding is going to go for you. So your search takes longer because often you've neglected these parts of your background or these parts of your career efforts to emphasize the work that you do. So the place really to start is the friendly reach out call that you haven't done in a year because frankly, you and they have been too busy. So you start with a hi, how are you phone call that talks about how they're doing, seeing if there's a place where you can help them, and responding if they ask a question that asks about, so what prompts the phone call? Haven't heard from you in 100 years. Haven't spoken to you in 100 years. I know we're busy, and depending upon the time of year, you can always reference something along the lines of, it's January, and I had memories of, and you reference something that happened many years ago. Or it's June, And I remember, and you referenced something that happened years ago, and it popped into my mind, so I just thought I would pick up the phone and call you, or drop you a note if you're uncomfortable with a phone call, that just puts you back into their mind again. So that this way, as they hear of things, they might just simply say, huh, let me think of Jeff. That's my name, by the way. And, you know, want to contact you about something. Now, obviously, if you're out of work, we're in a different situation. But I'm working with the assumption that you are working and that you want to start using your network and your what I'll call Rolodex, because I'm an old guy and I still think in those terms. You want to use your Rolodex to open up doors for you. And if you're feeling bold and you don't really fear burning out your Rolodex and reaching out to folks, you tell them you're open to something right now. No rush. But if they happen to hear of something, great. Be sure, you know, feel free to pass on my name to the search firm or the private equity firm or whomever. That brings me into who your target should be. I mentioned the Rolodex, so that's your network. But can your network introduce you to private equity firms? Because these are organizations that often are trying to build businesses. You know, they're doing an acquisition or have done an acquisition. They need to bring on talent from the outside. Can they bring you on as an employee? Are they able to see you as a board member for one of their organizations? Are you someone who would consult to them for certain things? So again, think in terms of the type of organization you might want entree to that operates in your space. And I think that's a good place to pause for today. Start thinking in terms of different avenues, because you can't just simply put your resume on a job board, right? You know, I think, you know, it's one of the more stupid things that you as an executive might do. But what you can do is start using your network, for introductions to people who might be helpful to you, and being in touch with private equity in your space. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, here are a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to start by saying that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, and look at the tabs on the top, you'll see a menu of choices available to you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, help you with a salary negotiation, answer your questions about your job search, advise you about a decision you have to make about a job offer. Those are all there as an option. I can do a job search makeover with you, where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end in half-hour increments, so it doesn't have to take a lot of time for each session. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from folks who like it and are interested in my help. Again, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. You can take my classes on Skillshare too and become a premium member for 99 cents for the first few months. I have a link in the show notes. Just follow that link, sign up, take my classes. Lastly, I want to mention to you, you can find a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it may seem like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.